Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Paul Pogba and Bruno Fernandes played together for the first time, but it was not enough to prevent a 2-1 defeat to West Brom on Friday. The Baggies made the journey north to Carrington to take on United in a double set of friendlies. Game 1 saw United lose 2-1, while the second encounter saw the Red Devils triumph 3-1. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer put his players through their paces as they build up for their Premier League return next Friday evening. The Red Devils travel to Tottenham in an exciting return to action. But Solskjaer will have been left disappointed as midfield three of Fernandes, Pogba and Nemanja Matic were beaten 2-1. United started with a weakened defence and second-choice keeper in Sergio Romero. Mason Greenwood, Anthony Martial and Marcus Rashford were in the attack. Fernandes scored a penalty for United, but later missed another. Moving on, and United boss Solskjaer could have an extra incentive to secure Champions League football for the club, as he's reportedly been promised a bonus worth more than £1 million if he pulls it off. The Red Devils are just 3 points behind fourth place Chelsea in the race for a final ticket to Europe, with Leicester looking to have sewn up third spot. United suffered early in the season as they made their worst start to a campaign in 30 years, but have made a revival under the Norwegian boss, who came under severe pressure after a string of poor results. And finally, Sal Niguez insists Atletico Madrid remains his home despite speculation linking him with a move to Manchester United. Sal signed a 9-year contract extension with Atleti in 2017, though the long-term deal has not stopped rumours about the Spain international's future in the capital. United have been strongly linked with the midfielder as the club continues to build under Solskjaer. Sal, however, claims he is unaware if anything has gone further than stories in the media. He said, "I see things on Instagram or in newspapers which you publish, but I haven't heard anything from the club." That's all for now. We'll have more later.